Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Dustin Hopkinsmith. I'm Jim Galante, and it is quarter number four of our show. In quarter number three, we began the schedule breakdown. We got through five of the 12 games, Dustin. We're going to hit the back seven, and we left off with Iowa. Penn State at Iowa, and Penn State is getting 3.5 points at Iowa.
I'm riding with Penn State on this one. I know that they have demonstrated that they can play with Penn State on any field. So playing them at Kinnick Stadium, with a quarterback that they really like, a running back that they really like, the Iowa way is alive and well. They're going to minimize turnovers. They're going to be physical. You know exactly what their brand of football is. My contention is, outside of last year's debacle of a game, one of their worst games, I think, was against Iowa last year, 41-21, I think, was the final. Outside of that, Penn State had won six in a row. Iowa had put up a spirited fight in a bunch of those games, but Penn State was just better, deeper, more talented, faster. I mean, there's all these things that typically are going in Penn State's favor. This is a game that is one of the pivotal game when you're talking about, okay, over, under, or nine. Iowa is high on that list of games that really are meaningful when it comes to hitting that number or not. But the unique thing about this Penn State season is I think there's four such games in the first six. So by the midway point of the season, you're going to have an idea of what this Penn State team is when they get through Wisconsin, through Auburn, Indiana, Iowa. Those four games are huge when it comes to this. And that's not even getting into that Ball State, I think, does pose at least a small threat in this conversation, especially sandwiched between Wisconsin and Auburn, you know, that game. But Iowa's high on this list. They're getting 3.5 points on the road. I'll be curious to see where that line goes, but I think that Penn State has a certain character of a football team. Iowa has a certain character of a football team. And when these two characters of football teams come together, Penn State's better. So I've got them covering. I've got them getting back in the win column after, you know, the six-game winning streak was snapped last year. I've got them winning outright.
That's really interesting. Dusty, let me ask you this. A lot of Penn State fans think that loss to Indiana affected them through that five-game losing streak and are fearful that could happen to them again with Wisconsin as that first game. How much do you buy into that theory?
No, I don't really. I think, number one, looking back at last year, with all the things that went into going into week one, the no spring practice, the fact that these guys weren't working together in a lot of ways, the separate meeting rooms, the breaking up of practices, you know, there's so much that made the temperament more fragile last year than it will this year, just on the surface. And then you feed into the fact that last year's experience should make this team better or more resilient than they were last year. So I think last year's experience, to me, is kind of a strength for this team. They've been through it. They've experienced that downward spiral. They're gonna be better equipped to prevent a downward spiral because they went through it already. That's my viewpoint on it.
I think that's a good call. If they were to lose to Wisconsin, I think Ball State first, then Auburn, they'll know how they know from last year they can't let that snowball. All right, next up is Illinois comes to town, a 20.5 point underdog are the Fighting Brett Bielemas.
Yeah, Brett Bielema, it'll be interesting. And he's not starting from scratch. I think Illinois has been outmatched. I think Lovie Smith didn't really get the job done on the recruiting front, which held him back on the field, obviously. But I don't think the cupboard is completely bare. Now, yeah, it's sort of, yeah, that's by Illinois standards. By Big Ten standards, the cupboard's kind of bare. But for Illinois, you know, there's at least a little bit of a base for Bielema to build on. We'll see. You know, we're getting into the back half of the season now, where he's going to really be able to put his stamp on this thing. They're going to be tough. They're going to be physical. I just think that he is not really going to have a lot of the pieces that he needs or wants. 20.5 right now, it's a tough line, but if you're in any way optimistic about the upside of this Penn State team, you need to feel like they're going to cover 20.5 against this particular Illinois team. So that's where I think they're going to win and cover, but you know, it'll be interesting to see. And Illinois, what they're going to be looking to do is shorten games, establish the run game. They're going to try to play mistake free. I mean, there's definitely a roadmap here and a formula for Illinois to play with Penn State. But, you know, in the end, I think too much big play potential, too much speed, too much talent. I'm going to take that, just like with the Villanova point spread. I'm going to take that talent to win and cover.
Next up, Dusty, the big one, Ohio State with a point, Penn State in Columbus. Penn State is a 10.5 point favorite. That's a big number.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big number. You know, the fact that they're going to Columbus, the fact that, you know, you got to take into consideration that Penn State has played with Ohio State as well as anybody. Ohio State just loaded with talent. And I think the gap between overall talent has only grown over the past few years, where Penn State, with that 2016 Big Ten title, that win over Ohio State, would have hoped to capitalize on and close that gap some, but that hasn't happened. I'm not concerned about the quarterback situation. I think Ryan Day and the system and the development, I think are all going to be in their favor. They've just got a way, Jim, of making the game fast and making the field feel small. And you know where we're at in this one. I think that Penn State, you know, they've shown the character and the personality to be able to stick with Ohio State. But I got Ohio State winning and covering in this thing. I think they've just got way too much. And I don't think the quarterback's going to be a liability in week one, let alone whatever this is, week eight.
They've got three good ones to choose from. One of them will step up, Dustin. And what it's about with Ohio State, just like Alabama and Clemson, it's talent. Next up, Penn State, a 9.5 point favorite at Maryland.
So last year's game against Maryland was a borderline disgrace. Lot of big plays. I think they scored 5 touchdowns, and every touchdown was at least 34 yards, I think was the number. So they only scored on big plays. Passing game, I think there was a interception return touchdown, I think was the defensive touchdown. They bring a lot back, and they've recruited really, really well. I don't think Maryland is a pushover by any means. I do think that Penn State will be really, really hungry for this one. They're going to want to show that Maryland belongs in that little brother category, that last year was an anomaly. I think there's going to be some motivation, additional motivation. I just, you know, like the talent gap isn't as big as it's been in the past. Like, remember 2 years ago, they went into Maryland and just blew their doors off. I think Maryland is a little bit better established. They've got a lot more big time players than they did back then, including at quarterback with Tagovailoa and at wide receiver with Rakeem Jarrett. I think Penn State goes into Maryland and wins, but 9.5 feels like a big number to me. I would pick Maryland to cover that 9.5.
Yeah. Interesting. And that will be a fascinating game to see. Maryland, again, is one of those teams on the rise. New coach. Are they getting some momentum? We'll see. Next up, Penn State, a 7.5 point favorite at home against Michigan. I was surprised that number seemed high to me.
I am baffled when it comes to trying to predict how these two teams are going to come together, how this game plays out, because I'm baffled by how each individual team is going to start playing this season out. Michigan's got a lot of question marks too. Penn State's got a lot of question marks. Michigan has, you know, tended to play pretty well against Penn State. They've also had a tendency to get better as the season has gone on. I think they were adversely affected by the pandemic last year, just like Penn State was. There's a lot that I don't know about this Michigan team. I'm not the biggest believer in Jim Harbaugh, but I do think that this is a team that will get better in the second half of the year than they were in the first half of the year. I would have liked this game better if Penn State caught Michigan in week 5 instead of week 9, but I think Penn State, that home field advantage is going to be meaningful. I'm curious to see night kick, white out. What's this game going to look like exactly? But I would be hard pressed to pick Penn State to cover, but I'll pick Penn State to win it. 7.5. It feels like a big number against Michigan. Two teams with issues that they've got to sort out, and there's all the key information to figure out. You know what the identity of these two teams is. We're not going to get it till the season begins.
Dustin, I suspect here you're folding like a house of cards. On your notes, you have your pick as Michigan. Are you acquiescing to the Penn State fans here?
I needed one game, at least one game, where I'm not one of these kind of toss-up kind of games where I'm not picking Penn State. So I'm not acquiescing. I'm going to stick with the Michigan pick. But Michigan, Indiana, Iowa, like one of those games is not going Penn State's way. And as I'm looking at it, I pick Penn State to beat Indiana. I pick Penn State to beat Iowa. I needed to pick somebody to beat this Penn State team. And I did pick Michigan. You're right. I forgot I did, but I did.
I feel like I embarrassed you into that. All right.
This is a toss up game, and I'm not picking Penn State to win 10 games. That's for sure. And the three games I'm choosing from, Iowa, Indiana, and Michigan, Michigan is the most likely team to beat them. So I'm picking them.
All right. Next up, it's Penn State versus Rutgers. There's no line on this game yet. In previous years, I probably would have made a joke about Penn State would still cover.
Yeah. You know, Rutgers is becoming more and more formidable. They've got a formula. They've got an identity. That's what Greg Schiano brings to the table. They've added some pieces in the portal. They're recruiting like crazy. I don't think it's flimsy. I think this is a team that's going to compete. I just think they're still too short on talent to win a game like this, you know, especially at home. So I'll be curious to see what the line is, but I'm going to pick Penn State to win it. We'll see. I think that as the line comes together, I think Rutgers is going to be a tough out though. And I would say same thing at Michigan State.
14.5 points at Michigan State. Real quick, what your pick?
Penn State to win, Michigan State to cover that amount of points. I think they're just going to have an identity, a blueprint, a path. They're going to have a way to hang with Penn State.
All right, that is it. We went through the whole schedule. Dustin is saying they are going to go 9-3. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.